stars of the AFLW traded Guernseys for red carpet glamour last night at the league's end-of-season W Awards. North Melbourne's Ash Riddell won the AFLW's Best and Fairest, narrowly beating Geelong's Georgie Prespakis and West Coast's Ella Roberts.
And I declare the winner of the 2025 AFLW Fairest and Best, Ash Riddell from the North Melbourne Tasmanian Kangaroos.
Also my, now husband, I should say, Vinny, you're obviously like my greatest support and you're probably the one that got me back into football. Sorry. You got me back into football and gosh, you annoy me when you try and give me tips on how to play the game. When all you ever played was rugby and you're the worst football player.
Ash Riddell, dishing it out there, but also lots of emotion and thanks for those who have been supporting her. Ash Riddell was accepting the Best and Fairest Award last night at the AFLW Awards. And on a Saturday, the Kangaroos will have an attempt to win back-to-back premierships against arch rival, the Brisbane Lions. Well, Emma Moore is the general manager of the AFLW and joins me now. Emma, welcome to breakfast. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, looking at some of these stats for Ash Riddell, I think she had five matches in this season where she had more than 40 touches. Her stats are quite extraordinary.
Yeah, I think they're not only extraordinary, but they're also consistent. So she really is an absolute superstar on the field and integral, obviously, to North Melbourne's success, though they play as an extraordinary team altogether. But her, you know, her work rate, her consistency, and the amount of times that she, you know, wins the ball is almost unparalleled, well, absolutely unparalleled this season. And she had a high of 45 disposals, which is, you know, she really is an absolute game changer, but also consistently working through the game every single time she plays.
And there's an interesting backstory here, Emma, for Ash Riddell. She missed out on the draft. The league wasn't really spotting her talent at the beginning, and she has just come through and proved so many people wrong.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting because we were just talking about her consistency, and I think she was really consistent in her approach to breaking into the AFLW. You know, she did the work, and then eventually, I think, you know, 2 years later was spotted and picked up, and since then has been an extraordinary success story. I'm sure there's a lot of clubs that wish that they had picked her up at that stage. And she was also, you know, one of our players that has had the interrupted football career from when she was young because she wasn't able to play because we didn't have a W, and went to basketball. And then W was announced and came back. So aren't we lucky?
Yeah, we are. And Ash was, I read, kind of weighing up some of the numbers there too. I think she's about 5'8" in the old money that even as a guard or something like that was a bit shorter than you'd want to be on the basketball court. What's she like off the field? What's her attitude to the game and life? What's she like, Emma?
I think she's like many, all the W players, really. They're incredibly well-rounded human beings. They take their sport and their professional career as footballers very seriously, and they work incredibly hard. And then I think the other part of them is they're, you know, amazing advocates and role models as athletes and as young women. And they're really a story, particularly someone like Ash who's had that long career and has come through, you know, really from the earlier days of the W, of being able to be persistent and work hard to get there and to continue sort of elevating the level every week and every season about what they produce. And that's what she's like. And as you can see, you know, from last night, very humble as well, with a good sense of humour.
And good fun, yeah. Emma, what's the challenge for the AFLW to not only recruit but retain athletes like this? Athletes like Ash Riddell, they have options in other sports, and there's obviously this huge passion for playing footy, but there are other sports that might pay better or there might be a sense of more security. How are you going to hang on to players like this and attract them?
I think this is one of the things that the AFLW is incredibly proud of. I mean, we have more professional athletes than any other code in the country, you know, with all 18 clubs represented with women's teams. So we've got over 540 professional athletes. We have a really fantastic setup for them at the clubs. They are treated as the professional athletes they are, with extraordinary facilities and conditions and really good CBA rates now. So I think the attraction is being part of the AFL as a whole and being a part of that ecosystem, and the opportunity that provides professionally, both on and off the field, is a huge draw card as well. We see a lot of our athletes moving into off-field careers as well within the sporting industry and within the AFL. So I think there's a huge piece there in what is it as the whole athlete, you know, and how do we care for you and how do we progress your career? And then also, what are the opportunities off-field while you're playing and post-playing? And that's an incredibly important part of what we do.
Emma, earlier this year, AFL boss Andrew Dillon told clubs that the game is losing around $50 million a year, in part due to the rapid expansion of the Women's League. What's your outlook for the league heading into the next season? Because the money's important. It's not why people play necessarily, but you need it to keep the game going.
We look at W as an investment by the AFL and by the entire system. You know, this is the fastest growing category of sport in the world, is women in sport. So if you're looking at it through that lens, this is somewhere that you want to absolutely make sure that you play. The other part of it is that we absolutely believe in the success of W, and what it's achieved to date has been extraordinary. And it has, you know, the participation rates have grown astronomically across the country, and that growth has been largely fueled by the W program coming into being, you know, 200% growth in some states. So it is really essential part of how we build the AFL competition nationally and at community level and enable people to play the sport regardless of their gender and regardless of where they live in the country. So for us it is, you know, it's not only about the professional athlete, it is also about the clubs, it is about the communities in which we play, it's about enabling people to have access to our game, it's about bringing it to the fans, and it's the right thing to do. This is a phenomenal, phenomenal stage that we're at in our 10th season, and we're super proud of it.
Emma, good to talk to you this morning. And some of the Kangaroos fans, they're on our text line making a bit of havoc. Calm the Kangas, they're saying. Another says, when Ash got 45 touches, she didn't get a vote. So that some people are still settling with that. But she got the gong last night. Emma, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me. And we're really looking forward to the grand final this weekend and seeing Ash Riddell and everyone out on the field. It's going to be incredible.